Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Everyone supports recycling, or at least some 94% of American consumers say they do, according to a recent survey. And yet, almost two-thirds of our waste ends up in landfills, or incinerators, or is just plain litter. Maybe if people knew how to be better recyclers, we might be able to lower our waste and create a more sustainable Charlotte. We'll examine that on this episode of FAQ City. Stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal here. We've got a really great question today from listener Sarah Spade. She's a flight attendant, and she's lived in Charlotte for about 6 years. She invited me over when she found out her question was going to be answered, and the first thing I noticed when I pulled up was the solar panels stretching across her roof and her eco-friendly bumper sticker on the back of her car. She's definitely someone who cares about the planet, I thought, and so it's natural that she has this question.
What are the people at the recycling center seeing that they wish we knew about? Like, how can we do better?
We were standing inside her kitchen, and I asked to see the contents of her recycling bin and if she had any specific questions about them. And, well, yeah, she had a few.
Should we break down the cardboard boxes or just leave them together? Caps on the plastic bottles, caps off. Office paper with staples, I don't know. Like, should I be taking the staples out?
And then there's aluminum foil.
You know, how clean does it have to be?
Once we got going, it was kind of hard to stop.
Food wrappers that are paper, like the tops of glass jars. Like, should those stay on the jar? Should they be separate? Do they even get recycled? I don't know. There's a lot.
A lot of questions here. And we know that you, our listeners, have even more questions because you wrote in with them, 18 of you in total. So with that in mind, let's take a trip to the Mecklenburg County Recycling Center and see if we can find some answers to Sarah's questions and perhaps some of your own. The recycling center itself is a big, noisy warehouse off North Graham Street. The back of the warehouse is where all the recycling trucks dump their daily haul into a huge mountain, at least 15 feet high, all of recyclables.
This is the stuff that we get in. There's cardboard, there's aluminum cans, there are things that shouldn't be here, like these wire coat hangers.
That's Jeff Smithberger, Mecklenburg County's Director of Solid Waste. He's our tour guide for the day, and the first thing he wants everyone to know is that you can only put 4 types of materials in your recycling bin: plastic, aluminum, glass, and cardboard slash paper. So your first tip, with apologies to Joan Crawford, no wire hangers. There are a few other banned materials that Jeff spots. There's a dirty air filter, a car muffler, a McDonald's cup.
I think that their McDonald's cups are recyclable, and their McDonald's cups really aren't recyclable.
They're made of paper coated in wax, and they can't really be separated, so recycling them is a no-go. Smithberger also sees a large trash bag filled with material and tied off.
Nope, not good.
While plastic bags are technically plastic, they're banned from the recycling center because they tend to get tangled up in the machinery. The center also doesn't have enough workers to split open each trash bag that comes in, so usually they just get tossed on the spot. Smithberger takes me up a staircase to see the sorting machines. They're a series of spinning gears that kick up the plastic, cardboard, and aluminum and let the other bad materials sift down. Then the good materials get flung onto a conveyor belt and whiz past workers who are picking out any bad items that the machine didn't catch. Some of the most notorious items are garden hoses, Christmas lights, and computer cords, which, just like plastic bags, tend to get tangled up in the machines. Not to mention, they aren't pure plastic, aluminum, glass, or cardboard slash paper. Smithberger says workers are far more concerned about hoses than bottle caps.
Bottle caps on or off is the least of our worry.
Although, since we asked, he says it really doesn't matter if the bottle caps are on or off.
If they leave bottle caps on, they will get recycled. If they leave bottle caps off, they're so small they won't get recycled.
they'll fall through the sorting machines and go off to the dump. There's actually a rule of thumb here that might help if you're wondering if something's worth recycling.
Pretty much anything smaller than a business card is going to fall out through those screens.
Which means loose bottle caps, small scraps of paper, those metal soda can tabs, they're just too small to get recycled by the county. Smithburger says if you do leave the bottle caps on, just make sure that there isn't any Sprite or Cheerwine left inside the bottle. And make sure there's no food residue smeared on any of your recyclables. That's because the county doesn't have the ability to wash down the material. This goes for aluminum foil, and particularly pizza boxes. Smithburger says they can be recycled if they're clean.
But if it's still got three slices left in the box, and cheese all over it, and sauce slithered up and down the top and the bottom, no, we don't want it.
A few other quick tips. Paper with staples is okay, but even better if you can take the staples out. Cardboard boxes should be collapsed if you have the time. And make sure those peanut butter and honey jars are really washed out. Just remember,
we ask people to put in their recycling can materials that are clean, dry, and loose. And no styrofoam.
Now we have to take a short break here, but when we come back, what happens when too much garbage gets into our recycling, and answers to your questions about how China's recent decision to stop accepting recyclables from abroad is affecting us here at home. That's all coming up. Stay with us. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal here with a quick reminder that Tuesday, December 3rd is Giving Tuesday. It's a day to celebrate the charitable organizations that are making a difference in our community. This Giving Tuesday, I hope that you'll consider making a contribution to support WFAE and all of its great programming, like FAQ City, by making a gift online at WFAE.org or by giving us a call at 704-549-9000. Thanks so much for your support. We really couldn't do it without you.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey, we're back with Jeff Smithburger at the Mecklenburg County Recycling Center talking about how we can get better at recycling. And we've arrived at the very last step of the recycling process. And that's when all the sorted materials get squeezed into a compactor and spat out into a giant cube. The cubes get sold off to companies, which turn the materials into new products. But sometimes, if the workers don't catch all the bad materials, or if there's too much cheese and grease left inside a pizza box, the companies will reject the cube, and the county has to take it back. Smithburger says it's happened before.
We had some of our mixed paper rejected because it had too many pieces of plastic in it. And when they reject it, we have to pay the freight to bring it back. So it keeps costing more money.
If it happens too often, the county could get put on a company's blacklist. So the county is trying really hard to cut down on contamination. They've even begun sending city workers to inspect people's bins who have bad recycling records, sort of like a recycling police force. And yet, the recycling business is facing an even bigger challenge today. As the cost of sorting and cleaning recyclables has gone up, the demand for the material is going down. China, for example, stopped accepting most foreign recyclables in 2018, leading to a glut of material here in the U.S. Some of our listeners asked how that might be affecting our recycling program. Smithburger says we had been shipping about a fifth of our recyclables to China, and while we still have many other companies to sell to, in some cases, we're now actually having to pay some companies to take our material. This is common among local recycling programs around the country, and it's led some cities or towns to scale back or even eliminate the recycling programs altogether, saying they're just too costly. Smithburger admits our recycling program is not turning a profit, but he says that would only be looking at part of the picture.
If you base it purely on a dollar per dollar, we're not making any money. It costs us money to recycle. However, if you factor in the cost of buying and building a new landfill somewhere, once you add the avoided cost of landfilling, then it starts to save money.
He says Mecklenburg County's recycling program isn't going anywhere if he can help it. But residents need to help out. He wants everyone to remember the only things you can put in a bin are materials that are clean, dry, and loose, and are either plastic, glass, aluminum, or cardboard / paper. And if you really aren't sure if you can recycle something,
when in doubt, leave it out.
That easy being green.
And that's all our time this week. A big thanks to Sarah Spade for our original question. If you still have recycling questions, we have a detailed list of items you can and can't recycle on our website, wfae.org. Also, we'd be remiss not to mention that the county does have 4 full-service recycling centers where you can recycle a lot of things that you can't put in a recycling bin, like plastic bags, car tires, batteries, even mattresses. You can also likely drop off your plastic bags at your neighborhood grocery store. As always, you can stay up to date on all of our future questions and answers by subscribing to the FAQ City podcast on Spotify, Google Play, the NPR One app, or Apple Podcasts. And if you have a question about the Charlotte region or its people that you'd like an answer to, write to us through the submission box at wfae.org/FAQCity. And we may just find some answers on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Della Canal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.